Pope John Paul II is in Hungary today, where he told a crowd in Budapest not to be discouraged by the economic difficulties that have come about since the end of communism. The Pope is spending the night at a 1,000-year-old Benedictine monastery. Pannonhalma Abbey was founded in the year 996, and the monks there are celebrating their community's millennium. Nick Thorpe reports.
The Benedictine monastery at Pannonhalma was built on a hill which rises dramatically from the surrounding plain. Hungary's first Christian king, St. Stephen, who was crowned in the year 1000, was said to be a frequent visitor. The monastery's history has been as difficult as that of the country which surrounds it. Frequently struck by lightning because of its exposed position, it has burnt to the ground at least once. In the 13th century, it successfully resisted Mongol attacks, and in the 17th century, the Turkish army marching on Vienna only succeeded in destroying its outer ring. During the last months of the Second World War, the monastery was placed under the protection of the International Red Cross, and 3,000 refugees took shelter there. The hardest times came after the communist seizure of power in Hungary in the late 1940s. To save its religious functions, the Benedictines turned the monastery into a hospital and retirement home for priests and nuns. Many went there to die after being tortured and imprisoned by the communists, and many of them are buried in the village graveyard at the foot of the monastery hill. Today, Pannonhalma still has a community of 60 monks, as well as one of the top boys' schools in Hungary and the largest Benedictine collection of books in the world. For National Public Radio, this is Nick Thorpe in Budapest.